This is a dictation for patient Alicia Clark, A-L-I-C-I-A-C-L-A-R-K. Alicia Clark is a patient, date of birth is 9/28/1972. Date of visit is 7/15/2024. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. The patient is here with a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, upper back and lower back to the tune of 10. Pain in the right arm, right hand, left hand and both legs and upper part of the chest and headaches. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 7/15/2024. The history of automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling on May 25th, 2024 at 6:07 p.m. around 7 Mile Road westbound in West Detroit. She was in the extreme right lane. Another car made a sudden U-turn and hit them. Another car was trying to make a sudden U-turn from the right lane after the light turned green, and Alicia Clark, she hit with her car into rear-ending. The other driver basically made a turn in front of her U-turn. Instead of going straight forward. So she was a driver. There were three more people in the car. And her daughter and son were in the back seat and the niece was in the front seat. She was traveling with a SUV and they hit another car. And they were traveling at 20 miles an hour. The other car's speed is not known. The child was, and she was restrained, airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. And the police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital via emergency room. And for 2 to 3 hours, and no x-rays were done. Then she went to Beaumont Hospital, Royal Oak, after that, where x-rays were done and medications were provided. Regarding the damage, she's informed that the car is totaled and front of the car is mostly damaged. Oils and coolant were all leaking. Seat belts were broken. Airbags damaged as the airbag deployed. And she injured with her knees banging into the dashboard and had a difficult time walking, neck whiplash, and she reported that she passed out for a short time, possibly. She had a Colles fracture in the left arm. Which was fixed. She is referred by her primary care physician, Dr. Mazin Yonan, M-A-Z-I-N-Y-O-N-A-N. The history of presenting illness, patient suffering from headaches, which are severe. Headaches are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and the back of the head, and moderately severe. There are almost 5 per month. Associated with dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, nausea and vomiting, sensitive to lights, not sensitive to the noise, and loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, being in the bed. The patient says she is not having any blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. No taste problem, no smell problem, no TMJ problem. In addition, patient reports no sudden anesthesia, but there is a sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. She reports of incontinence of the urine and bowel, difficulty walking moderately. You can walk up to 10 or 15 feet only, and then weakness, lightheadedness is reported. She reports of numbness and tingling of both the hands, all finger included, including both feet and all the toes. She reports of fatigue. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, upper back, lower back to the tune of 10, with radiation to possible both arms and especially the right hand and right arm, as numbness and tingling. And it is injured. There is a fracture of the left wrist, police fracture, that has been fixed by the hospital, and she has a cast on it. She also has a shooting pain below the knee, in the front and the back of both legs, and in the left foot there is a numbness and tingling of all the toes. She reports that these are aggravated by the airbag. She can sit up to 10 minutes, stand for 10 minutes, sleep for 2 hours only. Pain is described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, tender, tiring, and exhausting. The pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by rest and medications. She reports a muscle weakness on both hands and has been dropping phones and dinner plates. Bladder bowel incontinence is present, and numbness, tingling, pins and needles are also reported. Regarding the previous investigation, patient report, she has had some x-rays and blood tests only. Regarding the past treatment, patient was seen at Sinai Grace Hospital on 5/25/2024 on the day of accident, and then also at Beaumont Hospital, Royal Oak, ER. She has seen Dr. Hussain for her hand issue, x-ray of the right ankle, right foot, forearm, chest x-ray, x-ray of the right leg and left wrist. They're all done at the Sinai Grace Hospital. CT scan of the head and chest was also done, and those reports are not available right now. Please review the records for system review. For surgery, allergies history, family history, relationship status, employment status. Legal history and personal history, ADLs, and the medications. The patient is taking currently following medications, which are albuterol inhaler, albuterol, allopurinol tablets, Xanax 1 mg, Elavil 10 mg, Norvasc 10 mg, Dulcolax 100 mg, vitamin D 1.25 mg, Pepsi 20 mg, Advair for breathing, ADVAIR, folic acid 1 mg, hydroxyzine 25 mg, lidocaine gel 4%, losartan 100 mg, naloxone 4 mg, Zofran PRN 4 mg for vomiting, ditropan XL 10 mg for urinary incontinence, pyridium for urinary burning, polyethylene, Miralax for constipation. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 136/101, pulse is 79, respiratory rate 18, height 5'3", weight 177, pulse ox is 100. This is a 52-year-old white female, average built and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably. Patient is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with limp and using a cane. And the rest of the exam is from the template. She's wearing a cast on the left wrist for her fracture, police fracture. Neurological examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented to time, place, and person, general circumstances. She is fully cooperative and conscious with good demeanor and attitude. All the cranial nerves are intact. Recent and remote memory is intact. Patient is able to provide personal history and has adequate knowledge of current events and past events. Affect is normal and full. Speech, language, higher cortical function, parietal lobe functions are grossly intact. Cerebellar functions are grossly normal with no ataxia, dysenergy, dysmetria, or disequilibrium. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. She is able to judge the distance and scale appropriately. You may just use the template for central neurological examination, peripheral neurological examination, and motor power is 4/5 in the upper extremity. Other than that, rest is from the template. Sensory exam is from the template. And musculature examination, there is a spasm in the upper trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum, and paraspinal region. The paravertebral muscle spasm is from L1 to L2 bilaterally with tenderness and hypertonicity. Rest of the muscles are found to be intact, normal. On musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is located in the area of L1 to L5 and L5-S1 and bilateral SI joint. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 15. Hyperextension is painful at 10 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The cervical spine is Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit sign is positive, distraction test was positive, and total test was negative, thoracic spine boost test and slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Buddhism's recurrent test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees, cross leg test is positive bilaterally, Berger test is negative. Kemp test was positive. And the Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are found tender with positive standing flexion, positive iliac compression, positive destruction test, Faber test, and Gansel test. Extremities. Regarding the extremities, both hands and both knees are reported, and left foot and ankle. The examination of the extremities is as follows. For both the shoulder joints, the patient reports pain level to be at around 7 and is able to lift up to 100 degrees of abduction bilaterally and forward flexion on active motion. Passive motion is normal. Muscle strength 4x5 bilaterally on the upper extremities. Special tests were conducted. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. A near test, speed test, anterior posterior apprehension test are positive bilaterally. The right hand and arm is inspected for then it is negative for swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal, no angulation deformity, and muscle weakness, atrophy of thin arm prominence is not noticed. The grip is slightly poor, motor power 4x5, sensations and reflexes are normal. Tinel sign and Fallon sign is positive. They're by both sides, tinel sign and Fallon sign are positive. On the left, there is a fracture of the colis fracture, and it is in the cast, which is healing up. Knee joints, bilateral knee joints show patellar apprehension being positive with the erythema, effusion, and tenderness, swelling. But range of motion is normal at 135. Patient is able to walk. There is no crepitus grinding noise. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. No valgus varus abnormality notice. Anterior drawer and posterior drawer is negative bilaterally. Left ankle is slightly tender and left foot. Patient is referred to podiatrist for this issue. But distally, the circulation, the reflexes are intact. Sensations are intact.